John, can you give me your reaction to that narrow defeat?
I thought it was a good away performance, but we got punished for not taking chances. I thought we were dominant first half. I thought we contained them really well and we were a threat on the counter. But when you don't take your chances, and you're always likely because they're going to get at least one chance at home, and I thought Taylor took it really well. And I didn't see it coming. I didn't just see them really as a threat. I thought we had the threat on transition. I thought Zelly was causing real problems all afternoon, and I thought it was only a matter of time before we try and capitalise on it, but it didn't come. And we still tried to play after it. But again, it's a 1-0 defeat. Puts us in a position where we have to regroup now and be ready for a challenge, because the running results the last couple have put us in a position where you're 3 points off 12, but you're 3 points off the bottom four. So it's still really tight, but we can't keep saying it. So I'm a little bit disappointed for the lads, because I thought they put an effort in today. I thought that was a good effort away from home. I thought we deserved something from the game. And I thought Reece had a penalty decision, which was a penalty. I've just looked at it again. It's a blatant penalty, and I thought the referee should have given it. But you don't always get these things, do you, when you're all the time. But we'll regroup. We've got I wish we had a game, but we haven't. So we have to. It'll be an interesting couple of weeks, and I'm going to try and bring a couple in if I can. So I'll dust myself down, and myself and my staff will be in tomorrow working hard, trying to bring some players in.
Let's touch on a few things there then. You talk about working hard in terms of bringing players in. One player who I was very impressed with today was Zelly Ishmael down that right wing. Of course, he's one of them that might be going now.
Yeah,
you're going to be fighting hard to keep him,
yeah,
I imagine.
I am, and it's not going to be my decision. I don't mind saying it. Zelly said it as well. He'd love to stay, and I'd love to keep him. So we'll have to make some phone calls over the next couple of days, and we'll sit down and have a chat. As staff, and then. But unfortunately, the decision won't be mine. But all Zelly can do is give his all, and he loves it here. I think he's in the form of his life. But unfortunately, the consequence of that is that teams will want him, and Bury will probably want him as well. And all they got beat again today, so I don't know. We'll have to see. It's a lot of ifs and maybes, and it just will. I think things will materialise over the next week.
You picked up some positives from the performance today. Has it surprised you, perhaps, that since that fantastic game against Scunthorpe, the 1-0, that you are winless in five now?
Yeah, I am, because I know we drew the two, and on another day we could have. But it shows how fine margins it is, and sometimes what you've got to do is keep the belief and keep the performance levels. Because apart from Northampton, where we came off it a little bit. I still think the games have been really close, so we've just got to make sure we try and tweak it a little bit, and I need to strengthen as well. So I'm going to be trying to bring a couple in as soon as I can, really, and the sooner the better for us, because then we can work with that going into the Oxford game.
It's getting tight though, isn't it, down towards the bottom of the table now with Wimbledon winning today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very tight, but we I still got some positives from today. I still thought we did enough to get something from the game. I think everybody was here would agree with that. The disappointment comes from the fact that it's a defeat, but there's a different feeling from that than there was from the last game for me. We'll see how we are and push on from that.
Thank you, John.
Talked about the players you got on loan. Sean Donnellan wasn't in the squad today. Does that mean you won't be?
Yeah, Sean Donnellan won't be coming back. Yeah, I'll let Sean go back. I think Sean wants to play games.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wants to play games, so I can't guarantee a minute. So Sean's gone back, yeah.
I suppose that's because Corey Roberts has emerged and really...
Yeah, he's done really well.
Yeah.
He's really pushing James Wilson now for that position, which is really healthy for me. He'll be going back. And then we'll sit down tomorrow and have a chat regarding Dan Agge and Zelly as well.
But you think maybe before Oxford you'll be able to do something in terms of incomings?
Yeah, I'm open to. Yeah, Oxford. I'm open. I can get something in this week, hopefully. I need to strengthen something in midfield if I can. We'll work hard on that the next couple of days and see what happens.
Four changes before the game. Was a lot of that due to the 48 hours in between the two games?
Yeah, a little bit of that. And also, I've just gone with what I thought would cause a threat for them and contain them as well, because Lemires and Kerry aren't bad on the day, and Taylor, so they can cause a lot. Their front three, that's the main reason why they're getting a good run of form. Their front three are like Taylor's proven today. He's got one chance and scored the goal, hasn't he? He's took it really well. But we'll just I thought we matched him, and probably we're a much better team first half.
Thank you. That is the frustration, is it? Because they haven't cut you open after that. It's not been a clear...
I thought we were solid. I think it was the same, similar shape to where we were at Doncaster. We mentioned the Doncaster game, how we've got to be really compact, like a 4-5-1, but quickly turn that into a 4-3-3, which we did at times really well. And I thought we were a danger every time we broke, especially when we switched it as well. Some of our switch play was really good. And we tried to play and we tried to penetrate. We got into wide areas and got some good balls in the box. And there was possibly nearly an own goal first half, and Hammers got in and he's got the chance, really. Maybe if he takes a touch, he's got time to... there's lots of ifs and buts. But those fine margins, we have to work hard to make sure we turn the following games, those fine margins turn into our favour, and we try and pick up points, because we can't hide away from the fact now we're 3 points off bottom four, but we're also, flip the positive side, we're 3 points off 12 with the game in hand. So I think we need to get the group together, work hard and try and add a couple of faces if I can.
Just on race, it was his first league start today, but I thought he played well.
I thought he was really good. We got him knowing we had to try and keep the ball today. We couldn't really just keep giving it him back. We don't want to come away from home and just camp in. It's not what we're about. And I think our strength is us keeping possession. I thought we did it really well to times. A couple were slightly off it. He wasn't his normal self today, but he's always got that danger of that one bit of class that he comes up with, which is why you keep him on the pitch. But it's difficult when you go, when it's 1-0 and you're the home team, they can just camp in and kill the clock a little bit, can't they? And that's when it becomes difficult, because there's no momentum and the goals change games, and the timing of the goal made it difficult.